This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You follow one into the other. It's the avoid of the Yamim Neirayim. What is the Bechina of Rosh Hashanah, the avoid of Rosh Hashanah, in relevance to Yom Kippur? And what is Yom Kippur relevance to Sukkos, which ends with Shmini Atzeres? I think it's important that we understand Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, the chain, the link between Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. The Rabbeinu Shlom is Melech. He's the king. And as such, he judges. There's a lot of emphasis, Rosh Hashanah, about Eima and Yira. Fear. Fear. Malachim Yechafezun. Hine Yayim Hadin. Rosh Hashanah, a melech judges. Yom Kippur is also din. For the Beinanim, it's still the din. We say in the Sanatekif, Kedusha Sayyim, Kihu Yayim Veneira, Yayim Hadin, on Yom Kippur, the same we say it as Rosh Hashanah. The emphasis on Yom Kippur is Yayim Hadin, just like Rosh Hashanah. Yet the terminology around Yom Kippur is about Rachmanis. It's about the Rabbeinu Shleilam having mercy. Mefarshim, Achreinim, Gedaili, Achreinim tell us that there's two types of din. There's Rachmin Bedin, and there's Din Berachamin. Rosh Hashanah is din. And we try to find rachamim in the din. Yom Kippur is rachamim. It's a day of rachamim. Attached to it is din. What does that mean? As they say in layman's terms, poshet pshat, vos mentos. The Rabbeinu Shleilam is the melech. But he's also the Av. He's also the Father. We join these two phrases together, Kesedr. Avinu Malkeinu. Avinu and Malkeinu. Interesting. It's important to point out that we predit. We do first the Avinu. We say first Avinu Malkeinu, not Malkeinu Avinu. It's interesting. Something that I've always noticed, we should say Malkeinu Avinu. No, it's Avinu Malkeinu. First we say Avinu. The difference is simple. The king is judgment. But what happens if the king is also the father? So the melech doesn't fall away. The melech doesn't fall away. The melech is there. But then there's a special Avinu, the fact that he's the ben of the Melech changes the whole situation. It changes the whole Mishpat. Because it's now that the one who's sitting in Mishpat is also the father. And the difference is great. What's the difference? If it's only a Melech, then there's Din. Navada, with every king, you could try to find favor within the king. But the basic is din. By a melech, the basic is din. We got to try to find rachamim bidin. By the father, it works the other way around. The main thing is the rachamim. Kirachim of albanim. That's the basic relationship. It's kerachim av albanim. Sometimes there has to be din in the rachamim. A father has to show sometimes din. So it's din in the rachamim. But the main thing is rachamim. The difference is pashit in lemaisa. What's the difference? To the melech you have to come. To the melech, if you don't come, you lost your opportunity. You have to be oivrim lefonov. You have to come. You're summoned ledin. You got to show up. You don't show up. Dismissed. Dismissed means the fine is there. Punishment stands. Right? Let's say you get a ticket. L'hav the level, elef havdolos. You can fight the ticket. The ticket's there already. You got to fight the ticket. You got to fight the case. Got to go through the legal system to undo the summons, the punishment that's there. So you can come in front of the judge and try to find leniency, but the judgment is there already. You see, that's called melech, and that's called malchusai, with mishpat and din, and that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we try to be mahapich, the midas hadin lemidas harachmin. Like it says clearly, the Indian of Tekiah Shofar, Asheyam Yoide Sruo, that they're able to take the Midas Hadin and change it. To take the Abish to make him sit from the Midas Hadin, Al Kisei Rachman. See, it's a gather of Hameitzi Mechaveira Yalav Araya. You're trying to uproot what's already there. So it takes a lot of work, Rabbi Yisai. The burden of proof, so to speak. The burden of proof is on the person. He's got to come and uproot what's already there. There's a din. And you have to try to find in the din a mahalach of rachamim b'din. Yom Kippur is the opposite. It's rachamim. Yom Kippur is Av. It's about the Father. Like we say clearly, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lifnei Miyatim, Metairim, Umi Metair Eschem, the emphasis what? Avichem, Sheba Shamayim. Avichem. Yom Kippur is about an Av. No Melech? No, Melech also. There's din on Yom Kippur. But it's the other way around. It's din in rachamim. Ki'ilu, it's the av who happens to be also the melech. The av who happens to also be the melech. So the main thing is the rachamim. The main thing is the rachamim. And there's din in rachamim. This is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, since it's rachamim, it's av. So the father comes and looks to try to find Melitz Yosher. He tries to help out. And in English we call it fix the case. Try to fix the case. L'toivas HaBen. We're Rosh Hashanah, you have to come. And you have to, and like I said, the burden of proof is on you to change it. Yom Kippur works the other way around. The Rebbeinu Shalom comes to the person like a father. Father. He sees the child is going off the wrong way. Don't expect the child to come and start changing. It's the father who has to go out. The father has to take steps to be mechanich, so to speak, to change, to fix, to guide the child. So Rosh Hashanah the Melech, you got to come to the Melech. Yom Kippur, the Av comes to you. Yom Kippur, the Av comes to the person as a child, and he coaches him, so to speak. He coaches him. Come. Come do tshuva. Come correct your ways. This Rabbi Isai, I saw in a medrash, as well as a vart from the altar from Kelim. Medrash says, in Parshas Vetzchanan on the pasuk, Tshuva Yisrael, V'shaftar Hashem Elokecha, says the medrash, what does it mean, V'shaftar Hashem Elokecha? Marshal Lamadav Daima. What would we compare this to? Says the Medrash, this could be compared to a melech who has a son. State the Medrash. The melech has a son, and the son went off. Well, Amar Reb Shmuel, Amar Reb Shmuel, Paragritra B'Shem Remeir, Mo'ad Avadayim. When Hashem says V'Shaftar Hashem Alekecha, what can we compare it to? Leben Melech. Shiyatza L'tar V'sro. Ben Melech, you see. It's not only Melech. Sometimes the Melech, we happen to be that it's our father. We're the Ben of the Melech. V'hoya Melech v'shaleach padugai. The Melech sends out his teacher. The teacher of the child. V'oymer lo, he tells him instructions. Tell the child, Chazor b'cha b'ni, go do tshuva. Come back. And the child sends back to the father. What kind of a face do I have if I come back? My name is Bayish Lefonecha. I'm embarrassed. So the father sends again to the child a message. Yesh ben mizbayish latzei tzolaviv. Could a child be embarrassed to come back to the father? Mimata chayzer. And when you come back, layetz lavichata chayzer. Coming back to the father. It shouldn't be that difficult. A father accepts a child no matter what. A person knows that when everything is bleak, he always can come back to his father. No matter what, he can always knock on the door of his father. No matter, regardless of what you did, you can always come back. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mishaleach Yirmi Yili Yisrael B'Shah Shechatu B'Yom Aloi Leich Amar Libni Chazru Bochem. Abish is telling them, come back as a child, as a child. Holy v'karas es advarim eilev v'al Yisrael oimu yirmi abeil aponim anu chayzrim. Klal Yisrael says, how could I come back? We're embarrassed to come back. Look how far we've fallen. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, I'm your father, come back. What do we see from this medrash? The Rebbeinu Shalom is wooing Klal Yisrael to come back. Only a father does that. By the melech, you might have an avenue of tshuva, but you got to put the work into it. Here, the child isn't coming back. He has difficulty to come back. The father says, no, I'm your father, come. The pasuk says, ki bayoyim hazeh yichapra aleichem, letayir eschem, mikol chateisechem, Lifnei Hashem titaru. Chayr, it should have been the other way around. Lifnei Hashem titaru. First become clean. And then by Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. Can be by Yom Hazeh Yechaper. And then Lifnei Hashem titaru. You know, even in the Psukim says the altar from Kelim, Zapella. Machisi ki av psho'echa. We say it even in the Nilu, we say it. Machisi ki av psho'echa. Shuva elai ki yalticha. The other way around. Shuva elai. First come back. And then machisi ki av. The Rebbe says, I'll clean you. How could it be by Yom Hazeh Yechaper? And then afterwards, it says, Lifnei Hashem titaru. You should have to first do the Lifnei Hashem titaru, and then by Yom Hazeh Yechaper, Shuve Laiki Galticha, and then Machisiki of Psha'echa. Says the altar, more or less what this Medrash is saying, sometimes it's difficult for us to come back. So the Abishta is wooing us, he's coaching us. By Yom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem, I'm helping you, come back. Almost like the Abish is begging. Abish is begging, like you beg your child, come on, do what's right, change your ways. Machisi ki av psha'echa. The Baruch Hashem is talking to us. He's coaching us. Come back. I'm cleaning you. The way I would say it, the mechila is there already almost. Everything is in place. Bayoyim hazeh yichapra leichem l'tayi reschem. It's all in place. All you need to do is to come. Lifnei Hashem titaru. I always give this mashal. I saw it recently with my child. He went to his grandparents in Paris. So every day he got a call from his grandparents. Your bed is already set. The room is already set for you. We already cooked all the food. Just waiting for you to come. That's the same thing. The Rebbe Yishem is saying, Bayoyim hazeh yichaper. The kapar is there already. All you got to do is show up. Lifnei Hashem titaru. The Rebbe Yishem is coming to us. And he's saying, I'm all ready to accept you. Ad yoymei se techak eloi. Im yashuv. Miyad, Tekabli, Techak, the Abish is waiting. The Abish waits. That's Avinu. Avinu means when the father is coaching the child back to tshuva. Rabbi Eliezer writes that the mitzvah of tshuva is based on Yom Kippur, is based on Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Rabbi Eliezer Sharbeis. So what's the mitzvah? Lihis oider to be misoider lachsa b'tshuva. I mean, do tshuva. I mean, lisoider lachsa b'tshuva. Do tshuva. And the answer is, even with this oiderus, even with the little bit that a person is misoider, a father grabs on that. A father jumps on that already. Miyat tekabli. A person could spend his whole life doing averus. Ad yoymaisi. Miyad tekabli. Miyad tekabli. Because av. And av jumps on the little bit opportunity that he sees in the child to be chayza. We blow shayfer after le'ilah. Sfardim bro a whole set, Kia, Shvam True Kia. Ashkenaz blows only one Kia. At the end of Nila. Why? Why are we blowing Shaif? So the Mishnah Berurah discusses reasons why we blow. So in the Sharatzin he brings from a Taisvis that we want the people to know that it's a Yantif. Which means there's a yontiv in Yom Kippur that continues after Nila. So they break the Sharatzin on them. Says the Sharatzin, why are we blowing Shaifer? Zok the Shaar HaTzion. V'toysis kasu. Siv kam tezvav. V'toysis kasu l'harais shehu yantif. L'harb is besudah. Motzayim Kippur, you're supposed to make a suda. L'chein yifkidu ish es achiv b'tzeisayim mi beis ha-knesses. Therefore, every person should wish his friend when he leaves yantif. Like you say on Shabbos, good Shabbos and good yantif, or Shabbat Shalom. Here too, you should wish a person a good yantif. As that's what's Mishabura, Sharatzin. Sharatzin brings it down. It's a good minig, Rav Vaisai. That right after Ma'ariv, Matzayim Kippur, you wish each person a good yantif. Mishabura says it. It's Shaar HaTzion. And that's why we blow Shofar. To tell me, what do you think, Neil, it's over? No, Yom Kippur continues. The Yantav of Yom Kippur continues. Now it's a Simcha. And we make a Suda. The Miri, in Chibra Atshuva, writes, the reason why we blow Shofar, a person thinks after Yom Kippur, that's it. He goes back to his old ways. Right? Yom Kippur's finished. No. Now we blow Shofar again. It's a Seiris for Tshuva. Now we have to be Messiah again. After Yom Kippur Vaita. We have to again be Messiah to do Tshuva. And that's why we blow Shofar. Musa never ends, Rabbi say. The famous Vart. We say, V'urachim yechaper avoyim v'lo yashchis. By Ma'ariv after Nila. By the Shemoneh Esrei we say, Slach Lanu, what averus do we have? We just cleaned up everything. So the Velt says, the Ma'ariv. The way you daven Ma'ariv after Nila, you went back to your old ways again. Daven Ma'ariv, chick-chack, 1, 2, 3, you aren't mechavin. So you already have to start saying, Slach Lanu. This Abaisai is what the Miri wants us to be Ma'ir B'tshuva even after Nila. The point is that the Hisalus, the Hisairus, what we gain from Yom Kippur must continue after Yom Kippur. People shouldn't think, okay, Yom Kippur, okay, I take a breather. No, it's now going continuing, like we're soon going to explain. It continues with Sukkos. It's supposed to be building more, step by step, not to stop after Yom Kippur. But the Mishnah Berurah brings you a third reason, and he says that's the Iker Hatam. What's the Iker Hatam? The main reason, says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis, why we blow Shofar. Shu simin l'siluk shechina l'malo. The Eibishter now is going back. We blow Shofar, Rabbi Yishon went back up. Why is Rabbi Yishon here? Where does it say that Rabbi Yishon comes down? This is the reason why we blow Shofar. Yeah? Siluk hashchina. And this is Mutter even says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilim chal b'Shabbos, like this year it fell out on Shabbos. Why is the Shechina here? So I always understood that the day of Yom Kippur, we see it's Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Lifnei Hashem means literally Lifnei Hashem. Mishnah Berurah is teaching us that the Eibishter comes down on Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem doesn't mean like all year Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samim with Eibishter and Shemayim. Fakert Lifnei Hashem Titaru. And I think the Taich Rabbeisai is all year it's Shivisi Hashem. I have to put the Eibishter in front of me. The Eibishter and Shemayim. Shivisi, I. Put the Eibush in front of me. Yom Kippur, the Eibush is anyway in front of me. Lifnei Hashem, he comes down to the person. Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Shivisi, all year, I have to take the Eibush to
Lenegdi.
Lenegdi. So I have to bring him, to take him. He's in Shemayim. You walk out in the street, a person could walk a whole day and not see the Eibishter. Yom Kippur, you can't not see the Eibishter. He's there. He came down. That's what this Mishnah Berurah is teaching. But he said, Eibishter's there. He's there. You know, it's interesting. We do the Avedas Yom HaKippurim in the Musaf in detail. Every step, every Avedah, every nuance in the Avedah, we mention it. Even the way that he would count and the blood, and then the way that people bow down and they said, On Hashem. We don't do this any other Yontif or any other Shabbos. In detail on how we brought the carbon? No. The carbon, we shecht the carbon, and we make mention in our tefillah that we shechted the carbon. Here we go through process step by step as if we're reliving the Avodah. We relive the Avodah. It's as almost as if we're putting it on as if a play, as if we're doing it. And the people are bowing. We don't just say that in the Beis HaMikdash, when they heard the name of Hashem, they bowed. We bow. Why? Because on Yom Kippur, it's as if we were in the Beis HaMikdash, Taka. On Yom Kippur, the same way it says by the Beis HaMikdash, Lifnei Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, V'somachto b'chagecho lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem means literally in the Beis HaMikdash in front of Hashem. Yom Kippur is that. Yom Kippur, the shul becomes the Beis HaMikdash. The Avodah becomes mamish, literally the Avodah Yom HaKippurim. So the way they bowed in the Mikdash, lifnei Hashem, we bow here too. All year, the Lifnei Hashem is from a distance. Yom Kippur, the Lifnei Hashem is literally. The Brisker Rav tells us that every time they finish an Avodah, Vishtachaviso Lifnei Hashem, for example, by the Bikurim, they would bow down. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah required bowing because Hashem was present during the Avodah. Yom Kippur is the same thing, Rabbi say. The Rabbeinu Shlalem is present. Why does he come? And the answer is the dveikus, the connection. The connection on Yom Kippur isn't from a distance, but it means literally lifnei Hashem, that Hashem is there. Yom Kippur, the Jew reaches a level, the Yid reaches a darga, that he connects to the Eibishter like in the Beis HaMikdash, that it's literally Lifnei Hashem, in front of the Eibishter. But this Rabbi Isai, I think we could understand the concept of Yom Kippur as the day progresses with the culmination of Nila. My Zayda Zechreinu Levracha asks a question. The Svarim quote this from my Zayda. How many times do you have to say Vidui?
10 times. How many times?
It's all day.
Why do you have to say every davening? You have to say Vidui. So I always learn Pashit that Vidui is the Avodas Hayoyim. It's what the day stands for, and in every Shemoneh Esrei, we have to have what the day is about. Like on Shabbos, every Shemoneh Esrei, we mention the Shabbos. So on Yom Kippur, every Shemoneh Esrei has in it the Al-Chet. My Zayda Zecheinu Levracha gives a different teretz. Zayda says, you know, Yom Kippur, and I understand that in the light of what we're speaking, means that we become closer to the Eibishter. And as the day progresses, we become more close and more close. The closer we get, the more we start to understand the sin, the Aveira, needs more tshuva. The closer we get to the Rebbeinu Shleilu, see, it's like two parties that are coming together little by little. And the closer they get, the more they start to realize, I hurt the other partner. I did a Aveira towards the Rebbeinu Shleilu. So the Al-Chayt becomes more and more and more, and we keep on progressing to do tshuva more and more, understanding and realizing the Kesher more and more. This Rabbeis, I'm explaining to you as Yom Kippur, the Dibuk, the connection, and this becomes Itzuma Shel Yayim. What's Mechaper? Itzuma Shel Yayim. What's the word Itzuma? Etzem. When a person on Yom Kippur reaches the core, where he completely connects to the Eibishter, that's the kapara, because that's the chibur, that's the tshuva to the Eibishter. What is Nila? Nila is when we start to realize that the Silu Kashchin is coming. When we start to realize that the Rebbeinu Shleilim is starting to go back up, and now the only method that we have to have this lifnei Hashem is Shivisi, from far, with a telegram. Now today we have on the computer, you're able to see live feed. Yeah, but you gotta say, when you press the button, it's on the computer. It's not mamish live. Can't say it's mamish connected. It's to be connected, stay connected through a telephone call. Some people stay all year round connected through a phone call. Some people even less, they stay connected with a card. Everybody stays connected to the Eibishter on a different level. But here, Mamish Chibur, Lifnei Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem comes down as the Father. The Melech doesn't come down to you. You have to go back up to the Melech. Rosh Hashanah means that you have to go to the Melech. It's a big avodah to travel that escalator up. Yom Kippur is easy because the Melech comes down to you. And Ni'ila means that at the end of the day, where we've accomplished that Kesher, that we connected Lifnei Hashem, now it's starting to reverse. And we feel it. You know, in the yeshivas, Nila goes on for a very long time. What's in the Nila? What is it already?
In all.
And I think the Pshat Rabbeisai is Psach lo nushar be'es nila shar, which is the theme of Nila. What is Psach lo nushar be'es nila shar? My uncle Reb Zalman Tzaratzkin Zecheinu Levracha once said, that's people. For 10 days and a month before that Elul, we're supposed to have the doors. We should have went through these doors already. But what is a person who waits to the last minute? Right? You ever see certain people when they have to pay their taxes, L'Havdil Elul of Havdalis? On the next, that morning, they're rushing to the post office. L'Havdil, this is the pshat over here too. The last minute, Psach lanu shar beis nila shar. Psach lanu shar. Give me one more chance. One more chance. What you wait for so long? That's people. Azayzak abzalman tzaratzkin. Delta feta. Other Bali Musa say Psach lanu shar beis nila shar. We need again chizuk. You know the day is long, right? When the Nila Shar begins, we need again Kaichas, right? It's starting. We're starting to feel it's closing in on us. So we need again Psachlon and Rebbeinu Shem, help us, open the door for us. I think Rabbeinu Shem, the Pshat and Psachlon and Shar Beis Nila Shar In years past, I gave you the muscle with the child. You ever see when a father says goodbye to the child? He'll say 20 goodbyes and he kisses him and okay. And then they close the door. And what happens? The child goes to the window. Another goodbye. He just said goodbye. And the answer is one more goodbye. Let's go to the window. Psachlon ushar. Be'es nilashar. You're closing the door. One more. I had a friend, Baron Sipperstein, Lausanne Gesund. I remember he told me when his father was nifter, he was by the side of the bed. His father was a very chashim, Talmud Chacham. They were very close with the father. They have tremendous love. The Sipersteins have tremendous love for their father. So as he was dying, Aaron told me that they pushed their father. Tak, open your eyes. Ta, open your eyes. To push one more second. You know, push. And I remember thinking at the time, he's dying. It's 1 minute more, another half a minute. I mean, how much could you push it already? And as I got older, I started to understand that that's a child to a father. Ta, one more second. One more second. There's no way to explain it. The pain of leaving is so strong that you want one more second. One more second. No, Nila's time, one more second. Psach lo nushar, beis nila shar. Tata, one more second. Open the door, kipana yaim, I know it's over. It's time to say goodbye. See luk shchina. One more minute. And that's why in the yeshivas, it goes and goes, Nila. Why? Because that warmth and kesher and dveikus, they don't want to say goodbye to it. Goodbyes can take a very long time sometimes. A person could say, okay, we said goodbye. Okay. I'll call you on the phone. I'll email you. That's not enough. The goodbye. Another goodbye. One more second of goodbye. That's psah. Onushar, be'es ne'ilashar. Every Jew, every Yid on the Ilah feels something very strong stirring inside him. You know what that is? That's Dibuk. That's Dveikus with the Beira Eilam, with the Avinu Shebashamayim. And as the Shechina goes up, every Jew, every Yid feels longing. Longing. Hashem u'alikim. The Gayan brings down in Bir Agra that where is the Hashem u'alikim come from? Why do we say Hashem u'alikim? Says the Gayan Bel Yoan Navi Bahara Carmel, Hashem came down. Vayipol Am, the people fell to their face and they said, Hashem Hu Elikim. Hashem Hu Elikim. Says the Gra, that's why we do it at the end of Nila. What did I understand in the words of the Gra? The Rebbe Yishlim comes down and this Mamish Lifnei Hashem. And at the end of Yom Kippur, we accomplish complete Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, we bow and we say Hashem Hu Elikim. Hashem Hu Elikim. Then the Shechina starts to go back, starts to reverse. And we don't want to let go. We don't want to let go. That's what a Yid feels on Nila. What a Yid feels on Nila is we don't want to let go. Tata, tata. The negation, the love, the feelings that we have being attached to you and being lifnei Hashem, but we don't have it all year. all year it's long distance. We could connect Shivisi Hashem. We would call it the Verizon. Verizon, right? We could call it that what the person is able to, but it's not Mamish the Lifnei Hashem of Yom Kippur.
It's even closer, Yom Kippur, than in Elul when the king is in the field.
This is the point of Avinu, the father, the father, the father. Because father, an Av is a tremendous kesher. With a melech, there can never be such a kesher. Can't be such a thing. The melech itself requires distance. Av is no distance whatsoever. It's connected fully. Where the Av could come to the child. And that's what happens on Yom Kippur. So this now is the scope of understanding Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the Melech where we come to the Melech. Yom Kippur is the Av where the Father lowers Himself to come to us. Now you're starting to understand what I meant by Rosh Hashanah is Av, is Melech. Yom Kippur is Av. Now what happens after Yom Kippur? After Yom Kippur, the Eibishter went back up. But we're not ready to leave. So what do? We pick ourselves up and we go to the Eibishter. As an Av. You know where we go? We go to the Eibishter's house, the Sukkah. Sukkah is Silusa Demnusa. We go out of our homes and we make a trip to the house of the Eibishter. You see? The Lifnei Hashem, we were able to connect in such a way that now we're so close that we could travel to the Eibishter and have the Lifnei Hashem. B'somachto, Lifnei Hashem, by Sukkot it says clearly that there was a Simcha. What is the Simcha? It's a Lifnei Hashem. It's a continuation of that Simcha. You know, the Lulav and the Esrig is the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The reason why we take the Lulav and Esrig together, it's brought down in Halacha, the famous dream that he saw that the names of Hashem were separate because he wasn't holding the Lulav and Esrig together. It's the Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ulakachtem lochem. We're able to take the Eibishter now. We're able to take the Eibishter what? To take the Lifnei Hashem and continue it. To continue that kesher. How do we continue the kesher? We walk into the sukkah. We hold it in our hands. Ulakachtem lochem. Bayoyim arishim. We're able to take it. It becomes tangible. You know, as the year progresses, the Lifnei Hashem deteriorates. But after Sukkot, after Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, it continues the Lifnei Hashem, even though Hashem is in Shemayim, even though Siluk Shechina went back up. The Yid is elevated to a level where he goes now to the Eibishter. He's able to be Tzilus Nehemnusa in the home of the Rebbeinu Shalem, to sit in the Sukkah, and to be mischaber. You know, it's interesting. We sit in a sukkah and we talk about the Ushpizen. Ushpizen? You have guests? I don't understand. Where are you? Where are you? And the answer is, the Yid is able to not be here, to be Lifnei Hashem in Shemayim. My Zayda told me a ma'isa, I heard over my father recently again, that the Chofetz Chaim was once in the Sukkah. And the Talmidim wanted to visit him. And they heard noise, like two people talking, conversation. So they weren't going to go in. The Chofetz Chaim's talking to somebody. So they waited, and they waited. The talking stopped. Nobody left the Sukkah. And then they peeked in, they see there's nobody there. So they came in, but they wondered, my Zayden said, they were all wondering, who is the Chafetz Chaim talking to? And the answer was, the Chafetz Chaim's talking to the Ushpizen. Talk to Avraham Yitzchak, whoever the guest of that night was. So I gave this story to the Meir Ein Yisrael. He put a safe on the Chafetz Chaim. I gave him this story. He wasn't sure if he could print a story like this. It's so... But you know, who says people would understand such a story? So he went to Reb Chaim Kanievsky and he showed him the story. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, "Ich glaube es, I believe it. I believe it. But I don't know if everybody will understand the story, and therefore maybe not Kedai to print it in the sefer. But I believe it." And I was thinking to myself, you know why the Reb Chaim Kanievsky believes it? Because it happened to him too. You know, they say over in Musar, Musar is a side that if a person's a ganif, he believes the whole world is ganav. If you know that. A person who's not a ganif, he doesn't. Why should you think he's a ganif? Something that you could experience yourself, you could believe it. L'havdil, I think the same thing. The fact that Reb Chaim Kanievsky could say he believes such a story, because it could happen to him too, such a story. He's talking to the Shpiz and Rabbi Yisai. And the answer is that after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Ayid is living mamish in Eilam Haba. Sukkas Eirei Shelev Yassam. It's an unbelievable elevated time where Ayid lives in mamish. Somewhere else he's living. Yeah? How does a person reach this darga of lifnei Hashem? And the answer is, Rabbi Yisai, that a yid has two parts to him. Every yid has the guf, it's our body. Our body is here. Our heart can be completely attached to the Eibishter throughout the year. There's a beautiful vart from the Sfas Emes, Meirdik of Deher. Gedoyle tshuva, shemagas at kisei hakavod. The tshuva is so great that it reaches the kisei hakavod. He says, what does that mean? He says, I'm Meirdik of Yisayt. He says that if you notice Shabbos tshuva is an inyan to do tshuva, special on Shabbos tshuva, like we've spoken in the past. Why? Shabbos is the neshama. The guf we leave behind. The 6-7 days of work, we leave the guf behind. Shabbos, we come, the neshama yisera, person gets a nisalus. Where are the neshamas of Klal Yisrael? Shteit in Zayad, the neshamas are tachas kisei hakavod. That's where the neshamas are. They're under the kisei hakavod. So he says that's the pshat. Lokela sheshavas mikol amasim b'yoy mashi yisalav yoshav. Why? Why does he sit al kisei kvayid? And the answer is because the neshamis become the base of the kisei hakavod. The neshamis of Klal Yisrael is the base of the kisei hakavod. On Shabbos, the yid's neshama reaches a level where he is dovek to the Eibishter in such a way that the kisei hakavod now is able to stand firm on its feet. The guf we left behind. The neshama source. Ad kisei hakavod. That's what it means. Gedoyle tshuva. Shemagasa kiazezok tesvasem. See, it's a myriad to get the hair. What does a person feel on Shabbos? And you know what the answer is? He feels his neshama from within is reaching high levels of kiruv, of kesher with the Rebbeinu Shleil. But his guf not. His guf not. It's interesting. Why do we have a neshama yaseiru? So Rashi says to be able to eat all the food that's needed for Shabbos. Yeah. What does that mean? What does it mean that we have a neshama yaseiru? In order to be able to eat, Rashi says it in Shabbos, in order to beya, that in order to eat the food of Shabbos. What's the pshat? You know, the food of, for the guf has a gvul. It has a gvul. The neshama of Klal Yisrael is now reaching the kisei hakavod, so he's separating. So the food of Shabbos, what is it, mazen? If it was mazen the guf, it would have a limit. But since it's mazen the neshama is endless. The neshama is endless. You know what the yid becomes on Shabbos? The neshama. The guf stays where it is, but the neshama soars to Shemayim. That's Gedoyle Tshuva Shemagas Ad Kisei HaKavod. What is Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur makes that the guf also, that the body also, soars to with the Rebbeinu Shleil. There's no achila, there's no shtia. The yid becomes one with the Rebbeinu Shleil, his guf also. That's the pshat Yom Kippur. All year, there's a way how a person can connect with the Eibishter. It's always that his guf remains here. He's always with the baggage, so to speak, of his guf. Yes, the neshama, Shabbos, he reaches the kisei hakavod. Yes. Yom Kippur makes that the entire yid becomes connected with the Rebbeinu Shlom, his guf and his neshama. B'meila, what goes to Shemayim? Not only the neshama, but the guf also. And therefore, he goes into the sukkah. But sila dem nusa. The yid is on a level where it's him and the Rebbeinu Shlom. All year, he's got to find from within. He's got to find from within how to connect to the Eibishter. There's work needed. Yom Kippur makes the person that he's connected to the Eibish with his guf also. So the next step is the lifnei Hashem in the Tzilu Be'amnusa. That he's able to go and under, and we could talk about Ushpizen. You know, in that world, what stops us from seeing what was Mamish the Eibish with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankiv? And the answer is it's our guf. It's our guf. Our physical stops us from seeing everything that's around us. The yid is on a darga after Yom Kippur where the guf doesn't hinder him. Where the guf can also be lifnei Hashem. And b'meila he's able, b'tzilus d'emnusa, to live in a ruchnistika plateau. He lives in an entirely different situation. A luluv and an esrog doesn't mean a luluv. You know what it means? It means the Eibishter. Tell me something. It's a fruit. It's a luluv. It's an arava. And you know what the answer is? The yid is now ruchni. Ruchni means, you know what? It's the Shem Hashem. It all talks about the Eibishter. He's sitting in a sukkah. What is that? With the Eibishter. Who's there? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is there. You know, could you imagine if we put on, I always like to give this example, you put on the glasses, 3D. Ooh, it's a whole different, you didn't see that before, right? Yom Kippur puts on a glasses of 3D that we're able to see the Lifnei Hashem. Ooh, it's unbelievable. You start seeing the whole, the lulav, the esrog, all the physical things. And the Nela, the Samachta Lifnei Hashem Alekecha, the Simcha, the true Simcha that a Yid has is only when he's completely attached to the Eibishter. That's the accomplishment of Yom Kippur, which leads into Sukkos. Why do we have Shmini Atzeres? Givaldik. One more day. How come by Pesach we don't have it? And the Teretz, the way we're explaining is Emes. You came to the Eibishter now. Now, Sukkos means you're his guest. Now you're leaving. Rabbi Hashem says one more day. Same man, Yom Kippur, you said Rabbi Hashem one more minute. Rabbi Hashem says by Shmini Atzeres, one more minute. One more day. Now you understand? It's all connecting to the Eibishter. It starts with Rosh Hashanah. Continues with Yom Kippur. Nila. Nila means Rabbi Hashem, one more minute before you leave. So you know what Rabbi Hashem says? Okay, now I'm giving you an invitation to come to me. That's Yom Sukkos. I'm going back up. Now's your chance to come to me. Visit me. So we visit the Eibishter, the Sukkah. So after Lifnei Hashem. And then the Eibishter says, just like by Nila, you asked me for one more day. One more minute. I'm begging you back in return. Give me one more day. Shmini Atzeres. Chazal tell us about Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. Nagilo v'nismacha Bach. Who are we happy with? Bach, with the Eibishter. There's a connection by Shmini Atzeres. Such a connection that it's kosher l'pridascha. Same way you said Kasha Lai Pritaschim on Yom Kippur. I tell you at the end of Sukkos, Kasha Lai Pritaschim. This Rabbi Isai is giving you a picture of what the Yid should feel, the closeness of the Eibishter. Try to experience it when you sit in a Sukkah and you take a little Vinesri. Try not to make it menial. People sit in a Sukkah and they talk who knows what and they fight about this and that and the bickering, the issues, they're small things. Sit in a sukkah and you experience the love and warmth of Avinu, the Tzilusa and Memnusa, that the Father takes care of us. What is the sukkah? The sukkah is that the Rabbi Yishan put us into sukkahs. So what? So if you say it's Anani HaKavit, alright, okay, I hear the Anani HaKavod. But if he put us into Sukkos, what's the big deal? And you know what the Teretz is? The Rebbeinu Shalom puts us into a Sukkah. That means he cares for us like a father who cares for a child. You ever see the way a father cares? Did you eat lunch? Didn't you eat lunch? He'll send you a vase. You need this. You need your raincoat. You ever see that? Tell me. What you get from the mayor of the city, yeah? Will the mayor of the city send you a raincoat, fearing that you might get cold? No. He might give you government programs, right? On a big scale. That's government. But who's going to send you a raincoat when he thinks you're going to get cold? Only a father, right? Only a father. Yeah? The Tata is saying, I put you in a sukkah. It's not a big thing. It doesn't have to be a big thing. The raincoat isn't a big thing either. But it's, I care you shouldn't be cold. I care you shouldn't get wet. The sukkah was the same thing. I'm the father. I care about you. When there's love and there's kesher, I care about even the gashmis. Even the gashmis, yeah. That's the pshat. Sukkah is a shafti, is b'nei Yisrael. Then there's the Anani HaKavod in the sukkah. What's the Anani HaKavod? It's past the physical. It's Anani HaKavod. The Chidah says that actually the Rebbeinu Shalom did two things. He put us in a sukkah, and he gave us that Naniyah Kavod. Why do we need both? Mefarshim talk about this. Why do we need both? And I think there's a Meridik of Vardrabbeis. I believe Emes Lamitay. The sukkah means physically to understand how Hashem cares for us. Then the sukkah has in it the Ananiya Kovid, the spiritual part of it too. The sukkah represents physical, that the Rebbeinu Shalom cares, and the sukkah also presents Ananiya Kovid, a whole spiritual world that the Yid sits into the sukkah, B'tzilut Hamnusa, and he's able to experience this. The physical, yes, we eat, and we drink, and we dance, and we're happy. That's in the physical sukkah, yet it brings us to the Ananiya Kavod in a whole different world. It elevates the Yid to the Ananiya Kavod. That's what we could feel when we sit in the sukkah. That's what we could feel when we take a lulav and esrog. That kesher, that we soar to the Shemayim, that we're connecting to the Eibishter, where the Eibishter is Bashamayim, and we connect to the Eibishter. This is the Yom Nirayim. This is the Yom Tovim of Tishrei. Let's talk about Zecher HaPesach. To feel and to experience the inyan of the Kesher, the Eibishter, the Av.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.